You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frisk. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville, Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who do you believe now will win the competition between DeCamera and Fritz? What do you think the poll is at, Ike?
Oh, we're running away with Fritz right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got to be, let's go 78%.
80.2?
80.2, all right.
So, Jack, what does it feel like after the last 2 weeks to now be in what people perceive as controlling this competition between you and DeCamera?
About time. You know, okay. It's about time. Well, so, again, I have no idea how tennis is going to go. Like, I just.
Especially when you don't even try to play tennis beforehand.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'll get out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know when we're going to do it, but yep. I'll get out there.
Okay.
But after that, like, tennis, I think we'll be fine. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go. Running after what we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident in that one.
Crotch first to camera.
Have you guys decided how far you're going to run yet?
No.
Still have not decided that.
Well, yeah. If it's more than 90 feet, then I would say that Joe is in trouble, as he had a lot of trouble just getting to first base. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's good. Although last week, wasn't it reverse, or was it... We put the same Twitter poll out after golf.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In the camera. Yeah, it was favorite pretty much.
I don't think it was 80%. I think it was like 55%.
Yeah. But, you know, it was rolling his way, and now he seems a little humbled. How does the arm feel?
Definitely painful. I don't think I tore anything.
Like
when I got off the mound yesterday, I couldn't flex it. Like, it was shaking, so that was very nerve-wracking. but, you know, I can't really lift much with my right arm right now.
Right.
But I'll survive. Everything else feels fine.
So Jack told me afterwards, I was like, how's the arm? And he said, I had like 5 pitches left. So
that's probably why I didn't want to throw any curveballs or anything, because that puts more stress on the elbow. Didn't want to do that.
So I don't know how legitimate this is, but I saw on Twitter that somebody said there was a radar gun behind home plate.
Ah.
All he saw was in the first warm-up pitch, you were at 68 in the first warm-up pitch, which means you were probably in the 70s somewhere, mid-70s.
Yeah, I think we ended in the high 60s because I didn't have much left.
Right.
But I think in the middle of it, I was probably in mid-70s. And I learned early, didn't have to throw that hard.
Right.
Like, it could just, as long as it's over the plate, it was probably going to be okay. So, but
hey,
you know,
mid-70s is still good, man.
He put some balls in play.
He did.
His hardest hit ball actually was when he was left-handed.
Foul ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he was late on. Yeah. He was early right-handed. He was late left-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and this is me saying this. I want to be clear.
Right.
I don't want to speak for Ike. I certainly don't want to speak for Jack in this. But I've been hearing a lot, some of the complaints about our show, and I think most specifically, it's probably about me. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the complaints about our show is how Joe is handling this classy. He's been classy, and he's been taking the high road the whole time.
Yeah.
And somehow we are not taking the high road.
No, it's not what we do.
Okay, so let's be clear about the high road that Joe DeCamera is taking in the morning. And let me be straight with you here. I like Joe DiCamera. I think Joe DiCamera is a good human. I am proud to be on the same team with him. That said, there is nothing high road about what the morning show has done after the Joe DiCamera golf win. We had 2 weeks questioning the mental toughness of our host on this show, right? Calling him Jack Quits. What show was that happening on? It was happening on the morning show. And while Joe DiCamera sat there with his hands up in the air saying, "Whoa, I can't do anything about what Rhea says, and I can't do anything about," that happened during the morning show.
Yeah.
When there were songs about Jack Fritz mentally breaking down. What show was that on, Ike?
Morning show.
Oh, it was on the morning show with High Road Hammer. Let me tell you something. There is nothing high road. And if you bought that he was taking the high road, then you fell for it hook, line, and sinker. The guy started the entire thing to try to get Fritz to choke, knowing full well that he does not have the physical ability to compete with Jack Fritz in any of these sports, in any of them. The entire object of this thing was not being high road. So what I hope for is that Hammer has to run more, so we get to see him running embarrassingly and foolishly like he did yesterday. I hope we have more of James the Drifter Seltzer whining about high strikes. And one final thing, and again, I am speaking for me. I'm not speaking for Ike. I'm not speaking for Jack. Rhea Hughes. Oh, man. You tied your boat to the wrong captain this time, and you didn't even have the self-respect to show up and watch them lose yesterday. We have had two competitions where the biggest cheerleader in the morning has been one Rhea Hughes. The biggest mouth on this entire thing has been one Rhea Hughes. Did you see her at Riverwinds, the golf? I didn't see her.
Did not.
Now, I saw hundreds of people at Plymouth White Marsh High School yesterday. I didn't see Rhea Hughes. I saw her very easily talking about how my teammate was choking and quitting and melting down, but I didn't even see her doing the respect of the competition to show up. So everybody on the morning show, including Joe DiCamera, that has had so much to say, I want you to know this doesn't end here. There are still three more competitions. And when your guy gets his ass handed to him over and over and over and over again, that is you getting your ass handed to you as well. James Seltzer, you're getting your ass kicked. Rhea Hughes, you're getting your ass kicked. John Ritchie, you're fine. You want a Jack to win anyway.
Yep.
That is my statement.
And he's been off this week,
Yeah. That is my statement.
Man.
My statement.
That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, he's not taking the high road. It's a lie.
No, you're right.
If you saw him golf, you could tell he wasn't taking the high road. He was dicking around the entire time they were playing golf. Seven practice swings and kneeling and measuring. And last thing, I'm sorry I have so much to say here. I'll shut up in a second. Last thing. There was some complaining from the morning show again about how fair the umpire was, because the umpire thought Jack was going to win. There's no whispers of fairness when Joe DiCamera, for his caddy, had the head golf pro for Riverwinds at Riverwinds. Nobody's talking about fairness there.
And Fritz had me.
Yes, and no offense.
You play Riverwinds just as much.
Vince at Riverwinds knows that course better than anybody.
Of course.
And
he knows the rules.
And he knows the rules. And he very, very, didn't happen to mention to us that in that final lie that Jack had, that he could have moved the ball back. So you want to talk about fairness, shove it. You want to talk about high road, shove it. You lost, we won. You hitched yourself to the wrong guy. A loser. Loser, 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 loser in the morning show. All right.
Yeah.
Okay?
I support this message.
All right, thank you. All right. Jack, you can stay neutral. I know you got to compete against the guy.
I support this message.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm a high roadsman.
With that, all right, 215-592-9494. Anthony in New Jersey, you are on WIP. What's up, man?
Yeah, know what you're walking into, Anthony.
Mike, what's going on?
What's up?
What's up, man? Good to meet you yesterday, my friend.
Hey, it was nice meeting you guys, man. Hey, Jack, where you at, Jack?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Jack, congrats, man. Good job.
Thank you. It's good meeting you yesterday. Good meeting you.
Hey, Jack, you still got it, huh?
Barely. Yeah, not really. not really.
Got enough.
Yeah, just enough.
You got enough.
Hey, man, this thing not over, man. It's 1-1, though. It ain't over.
We know. All
right. Now, which events do you think the Hammer really has a chance of winning?
Tennis.
Okay, but then he still loses.
Yeah, still two other events.
He went tennis after yesterday, I'll be honest. Ain't much shot. I don't think he got in the running competition.
No, probably not.
Well, we didn't see Jack run.
No, we didn't. But we've seen Jack run an 8-minute mile.
Yep.
You know,
yeah,
I don't.
8-minute mile, yeah.
You know, he's at least done it. Yep. So.
And him is still winning this, man. I can't back down now. So him is still winning this.
No, probably not.
Nope.
Yeah, probably not. Were you disappointed in his performance yesterday that he didn't even want to compete, to be quite honest with you? He didn't even want to take the bat off his shoulder.
Yeah, a little bit, man. I thought Hammer would have put up a better fight than that, man.
Well, you are, listen.
A broken man.
Yeah, you got no bite in you right now,
yeah.
Man. Yeah. You got no bite in you right now. You had bite in you all this other time. Yeah, you got no bite in you right now.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't got no fight in me right now.
Nah, I'm just saying you got no bite to you, man. You don't sound confident to me.
Nah, man. Hey, Ding is still right where it's at. Coming in the door, we knew Jack was going to win this.
Now reality is starting to set in.
Reality.
See, you were one of the ones that got real happy after the golf event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got real happy after the golf event.
Count your chickens before they're hatched, Anthony.
Hey, man, it is what it is, man.
Yep.
You know?
All right, it's all good.
You win some, you lose some, and then you lose some more, and then you lose some more, and then you lose some more. But I give you credit. You said you were going to call and congratulate Jack, which you did.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, man, be a man of my word, man. I said I was going to call in and congratulate Jack.
You know,
Jack, congratulations, man. I mean, Spike, I'm sorry. Spike, A did good between us.
Yes, yeah, we're good. Me and Anthony, we shared some words, loud words, but then we were good afterwards, so...
Hey, been good with us. Hey, Ike, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate everything you've done for us, man.
Nah, you know I love it, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Go Birds, man.
Yes, sir. Go Birds, brother.
All right, go Birds. Anthony, you're welcome to call this show anytime you would like. You're still going to have to sit on hold occasionally, but you're welcome to call. 215-592-9494. You know, the folks at Dogs and Cats Rule are never going to keep you on hold. Mm-mm. You walk into Dogs and Cats Rule. What a staff there that the lead dog, George Perrini, has put together. And that is in all 7 of the locations. And that is so important when you go into a pet store because there's so much stuff there, especially when we're talking about the pet food. You don't know what to get, right? I mean, and especially when you walk into Dogs and Cats Rule because they have all the best stuff, whether it's kibble or fresh diet or whatever. But they have a staff there that is going to attend to you immediately. They're also going to be patient with you, and they're also informed on all the products that they sell. And I think while having the best products is important, having a staff that can tell you which products to get is more important than all those things. And you can get that at Dogs and Cats Rule. And in the summer, if you need a pop-up puppy pool, they got it. You need toys to play with outside, they got it. You need a life jacket for your dog because you take him on the boat, they got it. 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. Brahim. In Jacksonville. You're on WIA. What's up, Raheem?
What's up, bro?
Oh, what's going on, fellas? Hey, so check it out, man. I just wanted to give a huge shout-out to my nephew, Tim Johnson, who was Joe the Camera's hitting coach.
Yeah, okay. Raheem, real quick on Tim, who was a mm-hmm. good man, and I actually think did a good job to get... The fact that Joe put the bat on the ball as many times as he did.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. A non-athlete, you see what Tim is.
Yeah.
So everybody around y'all in all the Delaware Valley, if your little boy, your little girl, if they playing ball, go to my nephew. You know what I'm saying? He got you.
If he can get Joe DeCamera to put the bat on the ball more than once, then he knows what he's doing. And I'll say this, Brahim. When I met your nephew, I felt like I was meeting royalty, and I was actually... I couldn't believe I didn't know him because it seemed like everybody there, they were like, oh, this is he's the hitting coach in the area. He really knows what he's doing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Y'all was in Montgomery County. Listen, my whole family, me, Tim, my oldest sister, and my brother, his older uncle, we all graduated from West Aiken, right?
Yep.
So I moved to Jacksonville his senior year. I moved to Jacksonville in 04, August of 04, when it was the Eagles-Patriots, when they were hosting it here. That's the year I moved to Jacksonville.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
So, Ike, man. But listen, so I never really got to see him in high school. He hit 500 all through high school.
You know what I'm saying?
But when he was in high school, I'm running the streets. We're all 10 years apart. You know what I'm saying? So I was running the streets. I didn't really get to see him in high school. And then when he got drafted a year after I moved to Jacksonville. And he got drafted right out of high school. Unlike my favorite producer, Fritz, he got drafted by the Astros right out of high school. You know what I'm saying? That was a real exciting time for our family, man.
The Cubs sent me one email.
Did they?
Yeah.
What did it say? Do you have Tim's email?
Yeah, I ain't looking for another kid's address.
Yeah. No, but you know what's crazy, though, is that Tim, we got a family chat, right? Like a family text chat.
Yep.
And Tim ain't tell us nothing about him coaching Joe the camera, right?
So, yeah.
When the camera was on the morning show this morning, I'm like, and he's giving Tim's credential. I'm like, hold on. That sounds like my nephew, right? So I called Tim. I'm like, you Tim. Were you at the cameras hitting coach? He was like, yeah. Oh, he hit me like 2 weeks ago. I was like, for real? I was like, I'm about to call him and talk mess to him. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, it was real cool. Just knowing that Tim was his hitting coach and that he actually got him to put the bat in the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He did.
Made him at least look respectable up there.
Yeah. If I were part of the negotiations, there's no way DeCamera would have had a metal, an aluminum bat. I think that was, you know, whatever. But the other thing that Brahim, that Jack had going for him is he had a sturdy defense behind him with the Plymouth White Marsh Colonial.
Right. Yeah.
The only guys that got any work were the third baseman and the first baseman, but the third baseman made three solid plays. And the first baseman digging that ball out of the dirt. Yeah. That's a big play. That's a big play right there.
Man, I wish I was there to see it. But I'm going to tell you what, Tim gave Jack some props. I told Tim, Jack is my favorite producer on the whip, except for his Jalen Hurts takes. It irritates me. You too. Like, that irritates the hell out of me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. I still love y'all. Yeah. But Tim gave Jack some props. He said, man, Jack was throwing that heat. And Jack, I'm going to tell you, Joe's golf win was 0-1, 76ers game one. That's it. You running it out from here, bro. 2-0 to just win it, and then you're going to go ahead and win 3-0 just to embarrass him. I mean, I already know, Jack. I got you, bro. I got your back, bro.
Thank you, man. A lot of comps yesterday.
Appreciate your call, Brahim.
The 0-1 Sixers comp with the golf loss.
Yeah. For Joe, winning the first one.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have to be careful not to get too confident.
Never.
Because you never know.
I'm not a confident guy.
I would say going into the golf, Ike, you and I were incredibly confident in Jack going into the golf. So, I, you know, eyes on the prize. You know, and the one thing also.
You think Joe goes and finds either Serena, Venus, or John McEnroe?
Yeah, like Pete Sampras, all of them.
They help him out with his next one.
All of them.
I got Morgenstern.
Yes. And Fran. I heard Fran plays tennis. Yeah.
Although Fran's teamed the camera.
Oh, is he?
Very disappointing. That was revealed yesterday through private sources.
Really? Is it because I'm mean to Fran?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, me and you do kind of tag team Fran.
So let me ask this. Could we possibly do a doubles match?
Oh, you with Morgenstern versus Fran and DeCamera?
Well, it's a one-on-one tournament. Maybe it could be like the second.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Both guys play tennis, right?
Allegedly.
How about an opening match instead of doubles? Because we're doing one-on-one.
Right.
How about the opener?
Oh, between those
the undercard.
Two.
Ooh, the undercard, Morgenstern versus Fran.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
See some real tennis and then see you guys.
And then see you guys.
Yeah. No, it's going to be. That
net's going to get a real workout when you and the camera are there.
Yeah, and I'm going to be slamming the net. I used to be a big net slammer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the racket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got lots of frustration
guy.
Yeah.
You're a tempers man. You need to see a therapist.
No, I'm fine. The sports just make me mad.
Speaking of the hitting coach, and again, if we want to talk about fairness, Joe was meeting with his hitting coach in between every at-bat when Jack was limited to two mound visits from any coaching, yet the camera was getting coaching in between every at-bat, which should have been illegal as well. I was trying to point it out. I'm going
to
be...
He definitely was trying to point it out.
He said this morning he didn't know what he was supposed to do when there was an out.
Like step back into the box. The same thing, you stood on the mound and were ready to pitch. Like, let's not act like we knew the way that this was supposed to... He didn't know what he was supposed to do. Get back in the box, you weasel. And when everyone sees the YouTube video is not up yet, right?
Yeah. What is Tucker doing?
I don't think so.
Yeah. When
Tucker's still working.
I saw him back there grinding the tape.
Yeah. When you see the video, you will hear I was definitely unhappy with the coaching.
We got your voice? You got
There's no way it's not on there. It's got to be on there. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, Ike, and the winner is still champ, right?
That's right. Thanks to Cake. What's up, brother?
Well, I got to tell you guys something first. I called the morning show this morning specifically to talk to Rhea, Spike, because I didn't like that stuff either. And she said it was all in good fun, is what she said to me.
Now it's all in good fun.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Last week I was
Tasty.
Bobon, Oaf, Jack Quits.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Those aren't fun things. It's all in fun when you lose. Like, look, the attack on Jack Fritz's character that came from the morning show for two straight weeks was indefensible. And trust me, if you think there is any let up over here, there's no let up over here. Yeah. We're going to celebrate every victory.
Yeah. Now, Spike, here's a way more important thing that I need to tell you and Ike. So, they take me in for physical therapy yesterday, right?
Yep.
And we don't know yet.
Oh.
And here's what I want to tell Jack is there's guys, I'm in there with five guys that got some real issues, Spike, that are dealing with some stuff.
Okay.
And none of that mattered. All of it was about Jack and Joe. All of it took their mind off.
Yeah.
There is not my guy. My guy's Raphael, who is an Ike guy. Ike. Shout out
well, who
to
isn't?
Raphael.
I mean, who isn't?
Come on.
Right. But the other fella is a guy named Jason, who I got to hear every day that he played for Willingboro, and he knows baseball. He's a DeCamera guy, and you know, I certainly sold some Wolf tickets today when I went in there. But what I want to say the importance of man. Anything you guys can do to take people's minds off of what they're dealing with in here. You know, guys are hooked up to machines and stuff, Spike.
Yeah.
That's God's work, man. You guys are awesome, and I can't thank you enough for that. Me included. I mean, you know, after I get done my stuff and everything, there's some long day. I haven't been outside this building since Memorial Day. this station is really something special, and I just want to, I thought that was the most important thing I could say to you guys today.
Oh, thank you, Tasty Cake.
We thank you for that, Tasty Cake. And listen, we don't take that stuff lightly. We don't take it for granted. Sometimes we forget our reach that we have out there in doing this because we come in here and we have fun with it, and it's like a community, but then you don't realize how big the community is until you're out there and you're getting people who are saying hello to you or telling you they're listening to the show that you never thought would be listening to the show. So thank you, Tasty Cake. And listen, we do our best to try to entertain people out there and give them something to take their minds off of whatever may be going on in the real world.
We are having fun. I want to be clear to everybody. All the trash talk, it's real, but also that is our family in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, and it is our family in the midday, our family at night. We are a family here. So we are having a good time, and I'm glad that good time is shared by you and your rehab mates and everybody else.
Yeah, now, Spike, yesterday, Chris from Middletown said he could bench press more than Hugh Douglas.
Mm.
So next year, if I can get myself together, can we revisit us four against that midday show and him in basketball? Can we at least revisit that conversation?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to need at least a year.
Yeah. We'll start planning now. Yeah. Tasty Cake.
Mike, can he ever bounces back?
Thanks for the call. I don't know if Chris – is Chris going to be able to find a basketball jersey tight enough to play in? Will be the...
He is a Schmedians, man.
He is a Schmedians. Well, he wants to bench press against Hugh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hugh's
I don't know, man.
Hugh's a big fella.
Well, it's not as if Hugh hasn't been working out.
He has.
What I'm saying. He has been working out.
Yeah, I would take Hugh in that.
We do got to get
Chris is a strong guy.
Yeah, Chris is a big guy. He's a big guy.
We got to find a way to get the midday show in here somewhere. You know?
Yeah.
Been left out of this entire thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all Joe does is run.
Yeah, he does run, and eat fish.
He's very good at running. Yeah,
he is. He's a fast little guy.
He dusted you, Jack.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, he weighs 140 pounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Soaking wet. Yep. He weighs more than me. I think we found out.
Yeah. He's taller, right?
I don't think so.
Well, his head's heavier.
He does have. Yes. I bet his head.
How do you know his head is heavy?
Well, look at it.
Yeah.
Have you seen his thumb too? I mean, that probably also
that certainly weighs something.
Yeah, the hammer thumb. And I have to attack Joe because of the nonsense he was also pulling last week.
Well, yeah, he was. Yeah, trust me, they're in the
crosshairs.
Last night
it was all like, oh, never a doubt. Congrats, you did it. Like, blah, 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 blah.
He jumped right on the anti-Jack train.
Well, and he's a big flip-flopper with everything.
Oh, yeah, of course.
One day the Phillies win, they're the best team of all time.
Yeah.
The next day they lose, just stomps it on the hot seat. Yeah, he's hard to pin down.
Come on, Gilio. Coming up next, ESPN graded every NFL team's offseason. So we will tell you what the Eagles' grade is.
Yes.
And let you know what we think. 215-592-9494. Also, talking about whether you'd rather trade big prospects for a reliever or a bat. And, of course, we will continue the celebration about Fritz's win over to camera yesterday. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, Jack had a win on the mound. We're going to help you get a win in the bedroom.
Guys like to be stroked.
You're not allowed in professional sports PEDs, but in the bedroom, you're allowed all the PEDs you want.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
there's no testing.
It's the steroid era in the bedroom.
Yeah, everyone says the 90s were better.
Yeah, the Blue Chew. That is going to get you to your best. I know you're thinking you're good enough. Good enough isn't what we play here on the Afternoon Show.
Nope.
The best. Blue Chew is going to be the best. Blue Chew has the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but that's where the comparison stopped with the other stuff. Like, Blue Chew is a chewable.
Mm-hmm.
So, at a moment's notice, you don't need a glass of water.
Pop that baby in.
It really pops out and it grows.
Yeah. Blue Chew, you don't have to go to a doctor to get the prescription. They'll do it with one of their medical experts there on bluechew.com. Yep. Takes like 5 minutes, can tell you from experience. Well, the Blue Chew, the process on the website takes 5 minutes.
Now I'm awake!
You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. They ship it to you direct in a discreet...
Hard.
Package.
And it's made here in the USA.
Yeah, no tariffs.
So no tariffs. And here's the best part. Your first month is free.
Free.
It is on us. Go to bluechew.com. Use code 94. You're going to get your first month for free. You're only going to pay for the shipping. Again, that is code 94 at checkout. And then you can...
Chew it and do it. Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.